Hey there, it's Janie Porter, and this is She Just Glows, the podcast. I'm going to help you find joy and purpose in your life just as it is today. Not tomorrow, not when life is perfect, not when you win $1 million or your kids finally stop peeing on the seat, but right now. I'm a life coach, a writer, a wife, and a mom of four. And just like you, I spend my days fighting through the pressure to be thin, happy, and have the perfect house and the perfect life. But here's the thing, I've never found perfection. What I have found is that it's so much better to just be real. So grab a cup of coffee and join me like you would a girlfriend. We'll talk mom life, body image, letting go of the lie of perfection, and learning to thrive in the chaos of our world today. You've got your own life coach in your back pocket now. This is She Just Glows, the podcast. All right. Well, this is one of those, like, if you know, you know. Okay, if you live away from family like I do, you get it. And you might have wrestled with some of the things I'm about to share about. And I just want to thank you for being here. First of all, this is the 2-year anniversary of this podcast. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's been 2 years. I had been thinking about starting a podcast for at least a year or two. And I'm so glad I did. I love doing this every other week with you guys. So thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting the podcast and listening and letting me know that it enriches your life in some small way. That's literally the whole point. So this is a post from 2017. And just to give you guys a little bit of background on my husband and I, we grew up in the same town in California. And in 2003, you can't say 20, that was more after 2010, right? So in 2003, we got married and we moved away from home. We moved to Medford, Oregon for me to start my TV news career. That was a crazy 4 years. Talk about a culture shock, moving from the LA metropolitan area to a really small town in Southern Oregon. But anyway, so from Oregon, we moved to Florida where we live now. We've been here, I don't know, something like 15 or 16 years. So we have lived away from family for our entire marriage. So this is like 21 years now that we have not lived near any family. We had zero family in Oregon. We have zero family in Florida. All of our family is in California and Texas. So we are like just here on our own. Okay. There are seasons when we regret it. There are seasons when we love it. There are seasons when we question it. One of those seasons was when my husband and I were separated about a year ago. He decided to move out. It was a really tough time for our family. It was about 4 months of just living separately. And eventually he came home and we are working through stuff. Isn't that just life and marriage? You're always working through stuff, right? But anyway, during the separation, we both separately questioned, like, what are we doing here in Florida? I mean, I remember thinking when we were separated and the kids were at our house for my house for three nights and Scott's house for 3 nights, that I was just like, what are we doing? Like, if this is going to be a long-term thing, I don't think I want to stay in Florida. Like, what's the point? So we've been through a lot of questions about living away from family. We've prayed about it in the last year, and we both really feel like the signs are clear, and that the Lord is speaking very strongly to us that he wants us to stay where we are in Florida, bloom where we're planted, and not move back to an area where our family is. But it's hard. It's hard. It's all of the things, you know? So let me get into this post, and I think you might hear snippets of things that might be familiar in your own heart, and I'd love to hear from you if you do. Okay, so the post starts out, "My husband and I love where we live, but it happens to be across the country from any of our family, and sometimes I wonder what it'd be like if we hadn't moved away. My husband and I are both from California, as I mentioned, and that's where all our families are from. But we live with our 3 sons and a baby girl on the way, well, that baby girl is now 6, all the way across the country in Florida. It started in 2003 when we got married and moved out of state for my TV job. And a few years later, we found ourselves in Florida, where I am a stay-at-home mom now and my husband owns his own company. So we could move back home if we wanted to. And a few years ago, we seriously considered it. We even spent 2 months in California looking at homes for sale and touring neighborhoods. But eventually, it all came down to this. And listen in, if you are grappling with living away from family, just this is how I answered that question for myself. While we'd love to be closer to family, we have to be happy inside of ourselves the other 23 hours of the day. We have to be happy the other 23 hours of the day when we're not seeing family, right? That's also assuming you see family every day, which is not the case. So for us, that's why we live away from family. That's why we live here in Florida. We love where we live, so we chose to stay. But sometimes I wonder if we should have moved away. On social media, I see loved ones surrounded by family and laughs. As I scroll their feed, sometimes I feel like I'm looking in through a window and I'm standing on the street by myself, peering into their living room. It looks so cozy and warm. I picture myself in that photo. I know I'd be there if I wasn't here, and my kids would be too. It's a lot easier to live away from family when you don't have kids. My kids ask to invite their cousins to every single birthday party. It makes me smile because it's so sweet. But inside, it makes me ache. Although we love it here, it's hard to ignore. We're missing out on constant connection. Sure, there's Skype and FaceTime. Okay, that's dating this post, right? Skype, who's heard of Skype? That was so many years ago. This is funny. There's Skype and FaceTime. There's text and Facebook photos. There's even Instagram stories. Imagine that. But it's arm's length. It's not sitting in your kitchen drinking coffee on a Monday morning. It's not coming to your kids' school play or church baby dedication. It's not picking your kids up from school because your dentist appointment went long. It's not hugs when someone dies or tears of joy when that baby's a few hours old. It's text messages and photos on a phone. Sure, it's better than it used to be, but it's not the same as if we hadn't moved away. But we did. And here we are. Well, we love it here, but we've struggled to find deep friendships, real friends who go all the way, all the time. We've been lucky enough to find a few good ones, but sometimes, I'll be honest, I feel like we're floating. Others have family here, and yes, I do find myself sometimes grateful that I don't have to face some of the sticky situations that come with having family around the corner. But I do wonder what it'd be like to have family members a few minutes away when we need a date night or going to the hospital to birth a baby. What it'd be like to not have to call a babysitter for back to school night or when I have morning sickness. To be able to show up at your kitchen when I need to vent and don't need to explain myself because no context is needed. We've watched friends move away from here to, quote, go back home and be closer to family. At first, we were like, they're crazy because, again, we love it here. But their Facebook feeds are full of cousin love and time with grandma and great grandma. Easy family memories with multiple generations that didn't take months of planning and thousands of dollars in plane tickets. Instead, everyone just showed up on the porch and it became an event. My immediate family, my parents and three other siblings, haven't all been together in almost 2 years. I haven't met my baby nephew, who's already one. No one in California has seen our youngest, who's nearly 2.5. Although I know parts of it would be hard and complicated and stressful, sometimes I fantasize about what it would be like if we hadn't moved away. In truth, I don't know what it would be like, and I don't pretend to. But I think I would feel wholly taken care of, cared for in a way that only comes from a network of those who have known you your whole life. You can't duplicate that. Those who love you because, well, they have to. They're related to you. And then that huge network of those others, those who go to Bible study with your grandma and ran into your mom at Costco yesterday, those who coat you in support, whether you like it or not, because they've known you since before you could talk, and they've known your family even longer. No, I don't regret moving away, but sometimes I wonder what life would be like if we hadn't. Do you guys ever wonder the same? what an interesting conversation we can spark here. I would love to hear what your experience is. And maybe you're on the other side of this and you do live near family and you want to tell me it's not all it's cracked up to be. Or maybe you want to tell me I'm crazy and I should move back where my family lives. I'd love to hear your thoughts on social media. And as always, thanks for being here, guys. Have a great day. I'm so glad we got to do this today. Listen, everybody knows word of mouth is the best advertising. So if you liked what you heard, follow, share, leave a review, and there's so much more where that came from. Go to shejustglows.com to read words of encouragement and inspiration that you just might need today. There you'll also learn about my work as a life coach and how we can work together. My publications have been viewed more than 4 million times by moms around the world. We have such an amazing community. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and, well, that's all I got right now. I've decided I'm too old for TikTok. Remember, you've got this. You are enough. I'll see you next time. And until then, you glow, girl.